I meant to ask if you had one. That's great. No, he's using it. He's using it.
Watch out, nephew. Put some money on it.
You call them boppers?
Oh, hell yeah.
I bet they play at Firefest.
They look like they're spooning.
Enter the D.
Shout out to the commission.
I think his name's pronounced people.
Why am I not part of the beautiful people?
This is the first dick name.
That's an achy breaky moly.
We are definitely the number one dick run podcast. Except for one problem. No OJ.
I'm a fumble guy. He's got to make the first move.
Sorry.
Shoot over the barn door.
Let's go milk some goats.
That's like skating on America's dick.
When it comes to announcing sports, I have zero journalistic integrity.
I don't want FOP, goddammit.
Living life like every day is my last FOPcast.
All right. What up, FOPers? You know what it is. It's round three with me. I've got the other Ian to my below. Wait. And Dan, Meg, goddammit, to my top.
Hey, Dan.
How goes it, fellas? How's COVID treating you?
It goes well. It goes well.
I'm doing good.
Yeah.
Staying busy.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Collecting votes or what?
No, that's Ian's job.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
You're welcome.
Ian collects them. I log them.
Ah, perfect. Well, good job, because it looks like we got some serious results on our round three votes here, which is nice. I thought we were going to experience a huge drop off. You know, I've been steady providing about five aside from myself. And then, yeah.
Well, I have five, and then Ian's been bringing about the rest.
That's awesome.
And he actually got about one more person than last time.
Killer. Well,
so we went up. We're trending up.
All right. Well, boys, let's do it. First one, big round three matchup here. We predicted that this could probably be the first seed to fall, possibly. A contentious entry with the Misfits, of course, and then Rancid being on the other side of this. So, personally, Ian, let's start. Oh, the Notorious IAN. I like that.
Thank you.
We appreciate nicknames.
Yes.
Rancid is one of my favorite bands ever. Outcome the Wolves, I think, is just like it's like my desert island album. I could listen to it nonstop, front to back. It's great. Misfits, also one of my favorite bands, not a 90s band, as I mentioned last time. So I voted Rancid 100%.
Yeah. I had to go with Rancid as well. I argued against putting the Misfits on here because I felt like the 90s Misfits maybe shouldn't be on here just because, I don't know. I think all the votes I was seeing, which we'll get into later, seemed like people that were like, oh, they're punk rock clout, so they're going to take out Rancid because in the annals of history, you know, there's going to be more fucking Fiend shirts than I don't even know if Rancid has like a logo that they've carried the whole time.
They do. I don't know if it's got a name though.
No, it's just more the font. Yeah, it's just the.
It's more of a font. Yeah.
Yeah, the grimy font, and then whatever cool back patch cutout thing they choose to do. So, Dan, what did you say?
I went with the Misfits, not because of any slight on Rancid. It was one of those ones where I felt like I was comfortable knowing that I wasn't going to win anyways, And it wasn't so much about trying to win or guess it right, but it was about picking what kind of got me into it. You know, it was about my personal connection in the 90s to the Misfits. And then even though it was the Michael Graves album that came out late in the 90s, that was an important album to me, more so than anything Rancid, personally. Right.
Well, I mean, the irony here is I love that Misfits album, and forever, that was it for me. Like, I just never dove that much deeper into it, and it was, like, confusing, because I'm like, why does every, like, it's a good album, but yeah. Then, like, people are like, no, there's, like, a whole fucking novel.
That's his own whole other thing beyond like enjoying the music or whether or not their clout gets them some recognition, and that's why I voted. I knew I wasn't going to win.
Well, Here's the thing, though, Dan. You guys can't see this, but on my personal votes that I collected, 3 to 4 Misfits win.
Oh, wow.
So crazy. Close. I agree, especially on the 90s argument is the strongest one here. And again, I'm not saying I don't like the Misfits of any era, but the public, however, overwhelmingly took Rancid 16-9, which is a decent showing. That's a, 4-3 ratio. Wait.
I think that shows that the voters didn't really understand what they were voting for.
Yeah, but shit happens.
Voters tend to do that.
Yeah.
That's true. Very true.
Yikes. But yeah, Rancid takes it, which is good for my bracket in my mind, considering this next one incenses me. Less Than Jake versus Offspring. Now, obviously, we've been over this a million times. A lot of people did not like Less Than Jake being in the competition, let alone making it this far, beating out Lagwagon. Broke my bracket pretty hard in that branch, so I have a feeling I know where most people are going to go. But, Dan, what say you, Offspring or Rancid?
No, Less Than Jake.
Less Than Jake.
Offspring. Sorry, I'm getting ahead of myself. Offspring or Less Than Jake?
I've been pretty steady on my Less Than Jake. I just wish it had been someone I could have voted for other than Offspring, but I stuck with Offspring.
Well, okay, let's play the devil's advocate here. So it could have been Public Disturbance. It could have been Snuff, Dropkick Murphys. Oh, and that's it. One of those four bands. And I honestly think maybe Dropkick could have usurped Less Than Jake, but Snuff and Public Disturbance didn't get any love in this.
Yeah, I mean, it's still just the Lagwagon situation.
Yeah,
it should have been Lagwagon. If it was Lagwagon, I'd still be voting for them in this round.
Yeah. Well, when we finish this up,
but the Publix.
Yeah, the Public. Yep, all those climbing dads really liked their '90s punk ska. Notorious IAN. What do you got?
So this was a tough one. Again, obviously, the Lagwagon thing's been said 1,000 times. It was tough because. Like, I truly believe Smash is their only, like, great album. But that was a great album. Even now, like, I listened to it now. Nitro is so good. Like, the album starts off great. And I think finishes pretty strong. There's one random ska song that people forget about on Smash, but it's there. Less Than Jake, I was thinking about this, too. I didn't say this last time. They also dropped off pretty heavy. After Borders and Boundaries, they just kind of became a weird pop band, where it's like, we get it. You don't like your hometown. And also, like, I think, and Dan can attest to this, is like two of our first albums ever were Dookie and Smash. It was like came around the same time. That being said, I did vote for Less Than Jake, just to keep some horns in the competition.
Crazy. Well, Offspring usurps Less Than Jake. Finally, if it were Lagwagon, I would have gone Lagwagon. How about that
same
conversation?
Here.
Yeah, Ian.
Of course, yeah.
Okay. Well, that's interesting. But yeah, Offspring wins it 15-8. So long, Less Than Jake.
Wow.
You lucky sons of bitches. That's another thing, man. Like, they had the easiest road up, too, because it's like after Lagwagon, it was like Dillinger Four and the Queers, which, you know, arguably might be better bands, but I don't think people are going to vote for them. So that's fucking crazy. Offspring takes it.
I think Less Lagwagon, as we've said, they would have gone so much farther had they just not been matched up against Less Than Jake.
Yeah.
Which insults my soul.
Well,
I mean, remember in March Madness where like Duke lost to like, I don't know, Ball State?
Yeah.
It happens once in a while.
Yeah.
These weird upsets.
Right. It just sucks, you know. I mean, same thing with, you know, I had Misfits out early. I had Propaganda in their stead, but.
Me too.
You know, shit happens. Unfortunately, the Manitoba Rockers just didn't make it very far at all, surprisingly. Anyway, on to the next branch. Green Day versus the Descendants. Now, this is an interesting one. I like this one a lot. This comes probably, arguably, one of the harder first, like, hard choices because it's like... For me, do I go with what I feel has more punk rock clout or which I felt made more of an impact in the 90s punk scene? So I personally had to go with the Descendants, and I chose them simply based off of punk rock merit.
That's interesting. I'm the one who's been fighting for Descendants left and right. They're one of my all-time favorites.
All-time favorites?
Hey, this guy.
That being said, Dookie just meant so much more to not only like me, but what the punk rock scene became through the 90s, you know? So for that, and, you know, if we're going to hurt some bands for being what they were in the 80s, then we should not, then I feel the same way about Green Day later on. I don't think it works that way. So I'm not punishing them for the later questionable stuff.
No, I feel you on that for sure. That's only fair in my mind. Ian, what do you got?
So first a correction. It was Duke lost to Lehigh in the second round. Lehigh was a 15 seed. I dare either of you to tell me where Lehigh is.
Ohio.
Fuck you. Some of kind of what Dan was saying is, or what you were saying too, Bobby, is that like, do I go with the punk or do I just go with the facts?
Lehigh's in Pennsylvania. I was wrong.
Oh, yeah. Still fuck you. But I was thinking about this over the week, and I'm probably going to bring it up again later, is that, as I mentioned last time, Dan and I went to go see the Misfits, Rancid, and the Damned at Madison Square Garden. And everyone, the internet and, you know, all of New York was like, oh my God, this is the first punk show at Madison Square Garden. This is crazy. Punks are going to be at Madison Square Garden. There's going to be a punk show at Madison Square Garden. Green Day has played Madison Square Garden plenty of times. So even though Green Day, like the reason I listen to punk now is because of Green Day. I love Green Day. I voted for Descendants because I'm punk as fuck.
Yeah, I had to go with punk rock clout there. And I'll admit, like, Dookie changed the whole fucking realm. Arguably, in some cases, not me personally, but some people would argue killed it. Like, literally murdered it. But thankfully, the first punk band I got into was Rancid, so I'm more punk than you.
That's true. Yeah, well.
Wait, did you just change something? Something just changed.
Yes, I did.
Wow.
I had something miscalculated.
Oh my goodness. Ladies and
mistabulated.
Gentlemen.
Either that or Ian just changed his answer.
I did not.
I added two last minute additions, but now we have a 12-12 tie, Descendants versus Green Day, but wow, all of our votes are in, right?
Yeah.
What do we do?
I'm trying to think of a...
Take it back to the people? I mean, if it's the same people, we're going to get the same results, right?
I would say, personally thinking, in sports, you're given home court advantage so that you get a score at the end.
I'm
the last chance to score.
I'm going to put this out to the three people watching, unless that's just us watching.
I'm not watching.
Okay, so we'll put a hold on that one.
Ooh, drama.
Yeah, fucking drama until we get a response from somebody, anybody out there. Green Day or the Descendants, please. Please. Anyway, moving on. Dead Milkman versus Pennywise. Another clout versus reality thing here. I had to go I think in my bracket, that doesn't matter. My bracket's different. My entries, though, I think I picked Dead Milkman. I'm sorry, boys. I got a lot of tabs open here. No, I chose Pennywise. Sorry. So Pennywise takes it. In my mind, Dan or Ian?
Go ahead, Dan.
I just have to say, Pennywise, you know, there's not much more I could really say about it. I may feel differently had Dead Milkmen been on my radar in the 90s, but they weren't. So that just tells you what they meant to the punk in the 90s to me.
You voted for Pennywise?
I had to.
Wow. Shocking.
I mean, they just would. I don't hate them enough to hate vote.
Okay. I voted for, like, kind of what Dan, what you were saying, for voting for the Misfits. I knowing they were going to lose, I voted for Dead Milkman. Just because they're great. I think they're really, really good. But Pennywise obviously was, like, I think they headlined a couple Warped Tours.
They did.
So I think they've had like six or seven farewell tours too.
Yeah.
So I did Dead Milkman, even though I know. I'm pretty sure. I haven't looked at the numbers. I'm pretty sure they're going to lose.
The numbers go with Pennywise. Again, I get it. Dead Milkman probably, I don't know, viewed at more as of a classic band. But if you're talking 90s punk, you can't, like, deny Pennywise. They were huge. They are still huge. And I never really got into the Dead Milkman. But doesn't matter. That was about the public. 18-7. So lots of love for Dead Milkman, just not enough. All right. Moving on. NoFX versus Sick of It All. One thing we should definitely do is calculate the number of votes that Rancid and NoFX get at the end of this total. And Bad Religion probably too. Because that's an interesting perspective to take the one seeds and see how much support they got. Because, anyway, I had to choose NoFX. Obvious choice. Sick of It All is dope. But then, you know, they're on the list. But, again, argued as maybe more of a hardcore band than, like, a punk band. But that, to me, can kind of be indistinguished. Or, I don't know. That's, like, that's a weird conversation to have. But I get it. I get the scene was different. They weren't exactly the darlings of any, like, big punk label they were around. I saw shows with, I think it was them, Dropkick, and Dwarves, I remember seeing one time. And
wow.
Yeah, I mean, DC had some great fucking shows, man. It was a good place to grow up. I mean, I was in the burbs, but going to shows in DC. So NoFX all day for me. They're my band. Either or.
Daniel. Yeah. So I'll go because Dan went last time. So I didn't think about this, but like there are people who really don't like NoFX. So it's like I'm punk as fuck, but I just hate NoFX. And I'm gonna read you a quote from my friend Marcus, who's one of our voters, who picked Sick of It All over NoFX. He said, "Much like my future vote for Biden, it was more of a vote against something that I hate versus something that I actually like. Plus, there needed to be at least one hardcore representative." So he voted for Sick of It All.
Well, there was H2O was in there too. But
no, I mean like right now, I guess.
Oh yeah.
Anyways, I voted for NoFX because I'm not insane.
Yeah. Well, I just remember NoFX, like their popularity, their, you know, like the hardcore kids or whatever, but I guess you could call them like the 80s punk kids hated NoFX because they're like, these fucking poppy melodic fucks, like why are they even in the conversation? It's not punk. But I'm like, just because it's a cleaned up recording doesn't mean that it's like not punk. And also, like, to that same accord, like, it just got better. Like, it just got more musical, I guess I should say. And some of that just like grimy, grungy shit, I mean, it just doesn't do it for me. Like, I think the Sex Pistols are the biggest fucking joke ever.
I hate them. Yeah, not a fan.
I actually heard a random song, something about Berlin, that I was like, oh, this is actually decent. But again, it's because it sounded more like a song, not just mm-hmm. like a band trying not to play music for the sake of punk rock. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Dan.
Well, I'll just say NoFX. Simple. There was no reason not to vote for them in my mind at this point. It wasn't enough of a Titan killer and Sick of It All. So
yeah, I think
they didn't stand a chance to me.
I think MXPX might have stood a better chance just because of sheer popularity and accessibility. But
yeah,
I'm actually surprised Sick of It All made it this far. Down by Law was an easy one because no one knows who that is, even though they were right there for the birth of this genre or this wave of the genre or whatever you want to call it. But yeah, NoFX all fucking day. They won an alarming 22-3, and you can tell your friend go fuck yourself because he's wrong.
I will.
I'm just curious though. Like, is he like a hardcore purist? Like, what?
Why? No,
he just doesn't like NoFX.
He's a guy that used to go to Bouncing Soul shows 15 years ago.
Mm, okay,
so he just who knows like a little bit about him.
He just doesn't like NoFX.
Yeah.
Hmm.
You know.
Like to pick it's like his brain.
Well, I'm sure he'd love to hear from you. You know. But it's kind of like how like there are bands from back in the day that to this day I'll like kind of Dan with Less Than Jake, like the band Thursday, I'll never say or do anything positive regarding them. They're
mm-hmm.
I hate them with every inch of my body. Still, I haven't heard them or given it a shot in 20 years. But yeah. I would vote against them.
I was just listening to them the other day. That's fucking hilarious. Full Collapse is a good album. I don't know much past them. Although I have to illustrate this. It was to illustrate to my girlfriend the genre, the like sound that my band in high school emulated when we covered It's Raining Men. We did it like in the key of Thursday.
Sounds awful.
Oh, it was great. It was so bad. Like my buddy even did like a shout out to Bill McGrath, who was one of the participants. He even did like the weird like spoken word poetry that they do on a couple of their songs, where it's just like,
you, don't you really like, do you hear what you're saying?
Dude,
like, that sounds terrible.
I didn't say I like those songs.
Whiny music with spoken poetry in the middle of it? That sounds great.
No, fuck that. Nah, dude. I stand behind Full Collapse almost as a whole, but there's definitely a song that just has, like, thoughts, or I don't know. Alkaline Trio did that in a song, too. Like, shit happens.
So did Jawbreaker, and those are their worst songs. Anyways.
Yeah, anyway. Yeah. So where were we?
NoFX, Sick of It All.
Oh, right. So NoFX took that one 22-3. Up next, Bouncing Souls versus Suicide Machines. I personally, actually, in my bracket, had Suicide Machines going, but at one point I changed it. So,
oh, yeah?
Well, so it was one of the ones where I went back and edited my bracket. But it wasn't under the influence of anybody. I just, like, I was like, I can't. Like, Bouncing Souls, I got to put them through. They're my boys. They were probably one of my favorite bands. I know it sounds corny, but I almost got a Bouncing Souls tattoo. Like, just, I mean, they had good logo. They had cool art. And to this day, I've had 3 Bouncing Souls beanies that have gone missing. And I swear to God, like, people steal them from me. And it bugs the shit out of me. Because I love that beanie. I will ask for yet another one for Christmas, because $25 for a beanie is a little much. But anyway, Bouncing Souls all fucking day. They were my darlings next to The Living End. so I had to go with them.
I'll go next because I have a lot less to say. This is one of the few matchups where I just had nothing invested. They're both fine bands. Kind of just had to pick one. Bouncing Souls made it through.
Cool.
Ian, I'm sure you have a lot more to say than that.
Oh, I'm glad you brought that up, Dan. So Bouncing Souls, you know, their impact on like the East Coast punk scene is undeniable. They've been around since like 1980. In Asbury Park, New Jersey, where they had like punk rock bowling, there's this amazing punk venue called the Stone Pony. But outside the punk venue, on this, there's a huge mural of the Bouncing Souls. And this is like a family beach community. So I think that they were also impactful on non-punks. They're just like a cool band that... they're always playing. It's been the same group of guys pretty much the entire time. And they're great. So I voted for Suicide Machines. Because I knew they were going to lose. I really like the Suicide Machines. I'm amazed that they got this far. And again, sometimes I don't mind by the Suicide Machines is a Bouncing soul song. Like if you listen to it, it sounds just like Lamar Vinoy or one of those songs. But anyways, yeah.
Yeah, you mentioned that before. Well, the public is with me, which is great. I've predicted everything so far this round, but that doesn't mean my bracket's good. It just means this round is. Bouncing Souls 19-5, which warms the cockles of my heart a lot. I actually never mind. I thought the Bouncing Souls won my vote. They actually did up until the late entries, or Suicide Machines rather, won. So I'm getting a lot of my like punk rock gurus, so to speak, like the dudes that showed me punk rock, definitely voting against the bands that would be king. So it's very interesting. Speaking of which, master versus pupil matchup, Vandals versus Guttermouth. Now, to be 100% transparent with our viewer, I don't know how much influence Vandals actually had on Guttermouth. I just always kind of thought they came from the same orchard or something. Anyway, I had to go with Vandals. Guttermouth's great. I fucking love them. But the Vandals are hilarious. I've seen them live a few times. Blew me away. Warren made a full body thong out of a pair of basketball shorts and danced on the top of the speaker cabinets. So you'll have my vote till the day you face NoFX. Dan, what do you got?
I went with Vandals. There's no doubt that's the band I'd rather listen to, and also one of the few bands on this list that I knew before I even heard the music.
That makes sense.
You knew the name?
Yeah, I knew the name. I knew the logo. I kind of knew what they were about before I even heard their music. So yeah, had to go with Vandals.
Yeah.
And I'm proud of them. I'm proud they made it this far.
Guttermouth or the Vandals?
Vandals. Guttermouth, all right. It's fine.
Vandals was, oh yeah, they were number two in this branch. Yeah.
Yeah.
Had it been No Use for a Name in Vandals, I would have had to make a hard decision. But
and that would have been the one vote for No Use for a Name.
hate. All right.
I like them.
I like them. I just shit on them all the time. What about you?
So I picked Guttermouth only because I think I was into them first. I heard them first. The song about his mom. I remember like downloading that on Napster.
Lipstick,
yeah. Great song. It's not a very like, it's funny, like at the time it was great because it was really funny, but it's not a very good song. Like it's not really, it's not like catchy. It's just he says funny things. But they did a hit. I think it's called The Look. That's super good. Anyways, I've never seen either live, but I did see The Replacements, a reunion tour which featured the drummer of the Vandals. So.
Oh, he's in A Perfect Circle. Josh Fries.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Dude, that is punk as fuck.
Yeah. he makes millions of dollars touring with a band that's like, what is that? Maynard's like fourth band? Or
side
something?
Project. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways. I voted for Guttermouth just again. I think Vandals are great, but Guttermouth just because they were first.
So if I'm correct, that means no universal agreement amongst the three of us this whole time, except for Offspring.
I voted for Less Than Jake.
Oh, okay. Never mind. You're so tricky with your thing. What about Green Day versus the Descendants?
I voted Descendants.
Dan, you voted Green Day though, right?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Interesting.
Oh, No Effects. We all did No Effects.
Yeah, No Effects. Oh boy, that's gonna be good.
That's not surprising though.
All right, and this is a shorty today. We're actually getting through these. I feel like we're gonna have to kill 10 minutes here at the end. I guess.
Oh, don't worry. Don't worry, Bobby.
He's like, I got a rant on deck, son. We have Swingin' Utters versus Bad Religion. Now, again, I was forced to vote with who I thought was going to win versus, oh, that'd be awesome if they won. And I had to go with Bad Religion. Swingin' Utters are dope. But at this point in the game, I think Bad Religion is pretty undeniable.
Yeah, I mean, Bad Religion's another one of those bands that I knew about them before I even heard them. And as soon as I heard them, they were exactly what I've been expecting and wanting. They paved the way for the music that I listened to, and then they kept doing it better than everybody else. So,
two for
I
BR.
Continued with Bad Religion.
All right, Ian.
I honestly don't remember, but some of the, like, I'm trying to find what I sent to Dan. Dan, I don't think I ever gave you my votes.
Yeah, you did.
I did.
Yeah, I have here. You have Swinging Utters.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, it's like I'm pretty sure they're gonna lose. I think they're great, but just you can't deny Bad Religion, just how awesome they are. Even though the guitar player has like a mega billion-dollar record label, again, Jay Bentley's Instagram. You guys got to follow it. It's fantastic.
I'll have to. Yeah, that's up there. All right. Well, looking forward at our. Oh wait, we got to figure out this Green Day thing. I say we leave that up in the air.
Just leave it.
I was saying home field advantage.
No, fuck that.
What's the home field?
Yeah, who's the higher seed?
The higher seed wins.
Fuck that. No.
No.
I'm gonna put.
I'm going through my phone to see if I know anyone who's like pretty punk that I didn't reach out to yet.
Yeah.
I can call my dad.
There you go. Do it.
He's not very punk though.
All of us call our parents right
now. Well, Bobby, recap some other matchups that we have coming up now.
Rancid versus Offspring. That's going to be an interesting one. If it's a real don't know, depending on who you talk to, some people just be like, oh, this is damned if you do, damned if you don't, or it's going to be like, I don't know, man. I think Offspring could make like an MXPX run here and just out of sheer popularity and the fact that people might know Rancid but actually know the Offspring could go either
way. I'd be
way.
So upset.
Yeah, me
I would
too.
I'd be very disappointed in us.
Vandals versus Bad Religion, I think, is going to be an interesting one. That's a very contentious matchup.
I think the Bouncing Souls NoFX, because I think if there's anyone that can knock out NoFX, it might be the Bouncing Souls.
Yeah, that's why I was saving that one for last, because I was like, that one's going to hurt.
Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to.
No, you're good. And then we'll have Pennywise versus Green Day or the Descendants. These matchups are getting fiery now. Like, mm-hmm. no easy picking here.
One thing I want to point out, which I think is kind of interesting, is like Rancid, Green Day, NoFX, Bad Religion, Descendants, Bouncing Souls, all bands who've been together for 3 decades, all bands, same members pretty much.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, like other than the drummer, it's the same 3 dudes. Also, similar to NoFX with Melvin and Fat Mike, Tim Armstrong and the bass player, whatever his name is, they were like best friends in elementary school, like me and Dan.
Matt Freeman.
Yeah, and they just still have a band. But yeah. all the same members. So I think it's pretty cool.
NoFX, I think, throughout the 90s, pretty much had the same lineup. I think they got El Jefe in like 92 or something.
Something like that, yeah.
I don't know. I should know this. I've listened to that book a couple of times on Audible, and it's amazing. It's like such a good listen. But yeah, it's pretty...
Is it them talking? Like, is it their voices telling the story?
Yeah, and then they get like random people for the other members. Like, so Tommy Chong is like the guy that played like metal thrash guitar.
Nice.
And like a Jello Biafra is in there for somebody at some point.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a really good it's one of these things where they did a great job at making a product out of the audiobook by itself. Same with the Beastie Boys documentary. I mean, they get fucking Will Ferrell and like John C. Reilly and Tim Meadows and that shit. It's amazing. All right, so I mean,
I'm just saying I'm terrified of the Vandals Bad Religion matchup next week.
I mean,
I think Bad Religion's gonna take the cake.
Yeah.
I can't say because I don't want to reveal who I picked yet on my bracket, but yeah, this is gonna be a hell of a lot of fun from here on in. And I was wondering, do we do a quicker turnaround now that it's going to be pretty quick here? Like, did you guys want to?
Well, it depends on how long it takes to refill the, let's try and get to 20 again.
Okay. Yeah, that's fair. But I'm saying like, since these episodes are going to be a lot shorter.
Yeah. And we'll try.
Yeah.
So what do we say about Green Day Descendants?
I don't think we have yet.
I think I'm going to put it out to the public and then do like a recount. And I'm not going to take any votes from people that have already, voted.
I think my friend Terry, he'd be a good, someone who hasn't voted, he'd be a good, answer, but he's at work right now. He has a job.
Mm.
Yeah. I don't know how he does it.
He's essential. Yeah, it's going to be tricky though, because I really think that like by putting it to a public vote that Green Day is going to get it. So a to be determined. We got to figure out a tiebreaker on that. Maybe collect some more specific votes, like hit up random people, and then we'll address that first thing next week.
So how about this? We each need to find one person to vote.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm down with that.
Because since there's 3 of us, and then we can even probably get that done in the next like half hour possibly.
All right, and we're back. Tiebreakers. What say you? Who's your source? We got some good names here. And Ian, who was your source, and what did they say with the Granted Green Day versus the Descendants tiebreaker?
So ironically, my source is named Granted.
Wow.
But no, my source is a guy named, call him Baby T. He's a music aficionado, I would say. All in all, not that cool, but knows a lot about music. and he chose Green Day.
All right.
I texted my buddy Mojo, but he's known as Mojo because he's got it. Drummer, grew up in the Valley, punk scene, yada, yada, yada. Probably would have been on the Lagwagon bandwagon from the beginning. But he's got wife and kids and too much to do than play around with a little punk list.
Jerk.
So he was able to give me an answer for this last one, and he said he likes the Descendants.
All right.
So it looks like we have ourselves another tie.
Okay. Well, my source is a kid named Spike, or he's not a kid anymore. I meant to reach out to him for this whole thing, but because he doesn't have an iPhone, my phone won't send him messages properly. So,
sounds
sorry.
Like a savage.
Well, that's Apple. That's Steve Jobs. It's punk as fuck. Like, you don't mess with his shit, you don't get anybody. Actually, that was probably the clown after Steve Jobs. But yeah. Anyway, long story short, with no browbeating, I actually reached out to two people because I wasn't sure if I was going to be able to reach Spike. But from the get-go, Spike was my main source, and the other guy is sending me a diatribe about how that's a stupid question, and it's like, what do you, like, just basically should have been a part of this the whole time, but neither here nor there.
You shouldn't be friends with this person.
Well, I'm not. I only know him through another friend of mine, and we play PlayStation games together. Like, I've never met him in person. But Spike is a lifelong friend of mine. He was part of my punk rock clique. Known the dude since like second grade, and then in sixth grade we all kind of simultaneously discovered punk when one of the other guys I've cited, Bill, came to town, and Bill's older brother was like the punk rock guru. Anyway, neither here nor there. Spike said, and I'm quoting, hold on, I want to get this right. He's like, insightful. LOL, definitely the Descendants.
Whoa.
I will say this, though. The other dude has gone back and forth, and he had I needed to have two tiebreakers, I think we would have had another tie. But since
that guy sounds like a toolbox.
No, he's really into music, so he was curious about the whole process, and I was just like, dude, I just need a quick answer.
Yes, no, we'll talk later. But good thing Spike came through.
Yes, so Spike came through, and like I said, my integrity, I was like, if Spike answers, that's my answer, because that was my first guy. But I reached out to a backup guy, just in case.
So Spike, Mojo, and Terrence.
Or Baby T, we can call
Baby
him.
Baby T.
Spike, Mojo, and Baby T.
Yeah, exactly. So we definitely needed nicknames on this. Like, don't even bother. If they have a nickname, we're using that.
I can't believe there's going to be a lot of upset people out there.
There are.
Well, fuck them. That's what they get for voting for Green Day against Mustard Plug.
But I'm going to say this. This is one of the spots where I went against my bracket, and I'm still in.
Yeah, I'm still alive. I've devised a point system, and I'm sure it'll get criticism, but I'm not telling you what it is because I don't want that to influence anything. And so there'll be a whole separate competition when the brackets are filled out onto – who got what and who's right and who got the most points. So,
all right.
Fun. Well, I'm just saying there.
I'm just saying I still got five ponies in this race.
I've got plenty in this race too. And spoiler alert, I had Living End like going to this round. So that shows.
I can't tell if you're joking or not. Like, is that a joke?
What?
Or is that real?
End? No. Yeah. They were my darlings. I was like, I mean, cause like, look who they had, man. It was pretty. Living End and Dead Milkmen. So I was like, okay, Living End is arguably a 90s band. Dead Milkmen is not. And then
they were to him what the Descendants were to me.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the matchups, thinking they might make it through.
Right. And at this point, I'm all for the Descendants. But arguably, like from the get-go, I was like, it should probably be all, not the Descendants. But yeah.
So my bracket right now is pretty ridiculous. I think Rancid, NoFX, and the Vandals are the only ones that are still in that I had.
Which are strong horses.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I also had like less than, I mean, Lagwagon, obviously. Yeah. I had Face to Face versus Jawbreaker in this round.
Oh.
Because I'm just more punk than people are voting.
Yeah.
What can I say?
I mean, again, you know, when I'm filling out the brackets for like an NBA or a March Madness thing. I'm not thinking like.
So Bobby, what are our
colleges?
What's your most anticipated matchup in this round?
As far as like
this coming round,
I think Vandal's Bad Religion is gonna be a surprise. I hope it's not a landslide. Let's put it that way. I think Offspring has a chance to usurp Rancid, but again, that'll like come with an asterisk because chances are the three of us are gonna be like Rancid, duh, like they're the one.
Right.
But popularity might dictate otherwise. I'm glad Green Day's fucking out because my heart would be broken if they went all the way. I think they arguably could have been eliminated at any point in the phase just for, you know, what happened to them and not necessarily based on the merits of their 90s, you know, popularity or whatever.
Right.
Yeah, pretty much Offspring, Green Day, and Pennywise are the same band in that I get why they would have still been around, but they should disqualify themselves.
If they were more conscientious people, they would just contact us and disqualify themselves. They would,
yeah.
I honestly think Green Day would do that.
But I'm surprised Green Day's out.
Me too. Very, very surprised. And also because I don't really think I'm one of the people that I don't think the Descendants should really be there. So I'm speechless.
Yeah.
So it's Descendants versus Pennywise now?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I have a feeling Descendants are going to win, I think. And I'm torn about it. I'm torn, like Natalie Imbruglia.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know she didn't write that song?
So. I was just about to say that. That's a cover song. A lot of people don't know that. It's like a Scandinavian song.
Yeah, and then the other chick was on Howard Stern and like performed it. And I was like, yeah, I get why they went with Natalie Imbruglia, though. But like, yeah. Fuck, Limp Bizkit got famous off of a George Michael song. So
that's true.
Who are we to judge? All right, so to recap, Rancid versus Offspring, Descendants versus Pennywise, NoFX versus the Bouncing Souls. No one's winning that one. Vandals versus Bad Religion.
These are good matches.
This is crazy. I think my prediction. Go, sorry.
Oh, I was going to say it breaks my heart, but like I hope the Bouncing Souls be the first band not to just get fucking landslided by NoFX.
I think that'll be a better, a closer matchup, but I don't think Bouncing Souls can win it.
No.
I think my pick of the week, as my prediction is Bad Religion is going to knock out Vandals. That's the only thing I'm pretty confident about. Everything else is up in the air.
Yeah. I don't want that to happen either, but, you know, I'm also now considering my own brackets and the points.
I mean, taking all like real voting and things like that aside, if I'm just looking at the four matchups, I'm predicting we'll see Rancid, Descendants, NoFX, Bad Religion.
Yeah, I could see that.
I think Descendants is my like upset of the week, if you can call it that. But
I wouldn't call it that, but yeah.
Well, the upset versus how you would feel about it and what is the higher seeded versus lower seeded.
Yeah, 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 that's true. All right, well, this is going to be good stuff.
So the real quick, the Descendants played New York around the time of last presidential election. Same day as Green Day played. So there was a lot of polarity in the punk scene in New York. But you know that the Descendants song, I think it's called like, it's like, what will you do when I get home? No, 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 no. Do that song, Dan?
Yeah.
There's a song where it's like, will I still get home and grab you on the ass or something like that? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Sure.
Oh, no, I know that song very well.
Well, Milo, to be topical, he changed grab you in the ass to grab her in the pussy instead of just like that.
Oh, damn, son.
And everyone's like, did Milo just say that? He's not a Trump fan. A few months before that, I saw the Descendants with Mephiscopheles, the devil-worshipping ska band, who I love.
Great show.
Yeah.
Great cover of Bumblebee Tuna. I don't know how that didn't make the top of the charts. So another one last final fact, Green Day, the first one seed to be eliminated.
Wow.
Yeah, not surprised.
Fucking finally. And then all of the two seeds are still alive. Offspring, Pennywise, Bouncing Soul, Bad Religion. So we could have just done an 8-team bracket. Pretty much.
I mean, it's not too surprising. I thought we might have gotten a few more Descendants through, but you know, Lagwagon should be around still.
This is what happens in like March. Like it usually ends up with the highest teams in the final four.
Yeah. I honestly think Lagwagon wouldn't have survived versus Offspring, though. Even if
I do.
I want them to, but if we're just going off of support, I mean, Offspring has pretty much.
I can't believe they're still here.
Yeah, they've danced their way this far.
Yeah, I mean, it's purely based on who they've gone up against. I would not have been surprised if Lagwagon had beat them out, though. Or Less Than Jake.
I mean, you got 15-8. Yeah, I wouldn't have been surprised either. 10-5, and then, yeah, they've basically doubled up every round. 36-1 on versus Public Disturbance. But you're right; they've had an easy pathway. I would rather have Lagwagon go all the way, but then
it's too late for that.
No, it's too late for that. RIP Lagwagon, you should have won. Maybe. Gotten this far at the very least.
Could have done it.
Cool. Well, this is turning out great. Kamish, out.